Hello, my name is Chris Enns. I run Lemon Productions, a podcast editing and production business, and this is my story. Today's topic is, why should you do a podcast? Now, there are a lot of great reasons to start a podcast, and many of them have nothing to do with trying to attract business or build a clientele or make money. You might want to talk with friends about your favorite movies or your least favorite TV shows, gardening tips, meal making ideas, books you've read, a favorite band, or go even more niche than that, a favorite genre of music, or get really specific and just talk about your favorite instrument to play music on, or go even more specific and talk about one aspect of that instrument. The Guitar String Podcast probably exists somewhere. Parenting tips, winemaking or drinking advice, mysteries, investigative journalism stories, political discussions, literally anything you can think of can and probably has been podcasted about, which might lead you to think that if it's already been done, why bother starting yet another podcast? And maybe that's true. The world might not need another guitar string podcast if your goal is to be the only guitar string podcast in the world. But I can almost guarantee that if there's a podcast on whatever topic you'd like to talk about, there's certainly people wanting to hear even more about that topic. People tend to like a certain kind of thing and only want more of it. If I like the band U2, which I do, I'll listen to lots of podcasts about U2, not just the one I happen to be on. If I like hearing about crazy mysteries or crime stories, I'm definitely going to listen to more than just one podcast about that. So why should you start a podcast? One reason is because you want to. And if you're interested in a topic, someone else out there might be as well. These days, a big reason a lot of people are starting podcasts is for business or marketing reasons. They maybe want to show that they're an expert in an area, so you should hire them. They want a chance to talk with others in their industry, and a podcast is a great excuse to do that. Maybe you think you can get sponsors to pay you to talk about a topic, and the podcast itself can make money on its own. I just want to caution that if making money is the reason you're getting into podcasting, you've got a tough road ahead of you. Not that it's impossible to make money from a podcast or use it as part of a bigger marketing funnel, but it's going to take a lot of work, and you have to have a long-term goal for it. It'll take months before you know if it's all worth it. You can't give up after 5 episodes because you only have 20 listeners. Many people start a podcast for the same reasons you might have started a blog a few years ago. You had something to say and wanted to share it with the world, and it's bugging you creatively in some way that you just have to do it. Now, I'm a part of Justin Jackson's Mega Maker community for makers on the web, and I asked the folks in there who have podcasts why they got into podcasting. Leo, host of Empower App, said, "It's the easiest way to go from thoughts and ideas to reaching your audience, and it can be turned into a blog article or video fairly easily." Will, the host of Implementing Elm, said, "I started implementing Elm because it was the type of content I wanted to hear for the Elm programming language, and no one else was doing it." Which, that's also a great reason to start a podcast. If you have a topic that you're passionate about and you can't find anything out there, or maybe you can't find anything good or interesting out there, if you can come up with an interesting angle on it, there's probably going to be other people who want to listen to a show like that. Justin Jackson said that when he started, he wanted to talk with the product people around the world he respected. It was a way of getting in touch with them. Noah said, "I started Code Story because I absolutely love how I built this with Guy Raz. When I looked, I didn't really find anything well-produced that was purely focused on tech founders and builders, so I set out to make one." Joshua, host of the new podcast Getting to Ramen, said, "I started mine as an outlet for some of the ideas I've had rattling around. It's also been a great way to network. I'm learning so much from people I'm interviewing, as well as people that have reached out after hearing it. Thirdly, it's been really helping me become a better communicator. Listening to myself talk has helped me hear my ticks. I'm more intentional about how I talk to people in person because of it." And finally, Brian from the Bright and Early podcast said, "Major unexpected benefit of starting a podcast for me has been feeling more connected to the startup community. 100% of my motivation was because of the, if you want to sell a product, first build an audience advice. But it's the most creatively fulfilling thing I've done professionally in the last 4 years. And as for my why podcast, I started in this industry originally 10 years ago because it fulfilled my dream, honestly, of being on the radio or pretending to be on the radio, but on my own terms. Now with my business where I edit podcasts for clients, obviously I have an interest in showing my work, but also I love the idea of putting something out into the world and seeing how people respond. If you've got a podcast already, I'd love to know why you got into it. And particularly if looking back on your original why, you've discovered, as Brian did, that's become about something much more different than you thought it would be when you started. You can find all the details for this show, including the links to the podcasts from the folks I referenced earlier from Megamaker at podcast.lemonproductions.ca, including the various ways to subscribe if you're not already a subscriber. You can reach me on Twitter at lemonproduction or on Instagram where I'm lemonproductionsca. This episode was written, edited, produced, and mixed by me, Chris Enns. My theme song is from Sounds Like an Earful Music Supply. This episode's lemon recipe is lemon risotto, but just not with the shrimp in the picture. I can't stand shrimp. You can find the recipe link at podcast.lemonproductions.ca/7. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.